This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening and welcome to tonight's Halacha Shir. The title of the Shir is The Case of the Menorah, the Maid, and the Birthday Girl. What is that all about? Well, it's a question that was posed to the Chashukei Chemed, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, the famous Pesach in Bnei Brak, the son-in-law of Rabbi Yashav, the brother-in-law of Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. And he was asked a very intriguing question. What's the background? The background is that a maid, a non-Jewish maid, was working in a Jewish home. And she was there, of course, for many years, and she knew the family well. And she was very taken by Hanukkah. She saw the family light the menorah, as we've all done, Baruch Hashem, over the last several days. And she was very taken by it. And an idea occurred to her, that her daughter was coming up to her 8th birthday, and she thought it would be a wonderful addition to the festivities for her daughter, a non-Jewish daughter, that to borrow the menorah from her boss, from her employer, and to take it for the birthday party of her 8-year-old daughter in a month or so's time, and to light that menorah, and to have 8 candles, and that would be the centerpiece of the celebrations, the party, whatever the daughter would have. And she asked her boss, now, is that allowed? Is it appropriate for a Jewish person to lend out a menorah to a non-Jewish person for a mundane sort of a secular celebration? That was the question put to the Chashukei Chemed. Interesting question. And let's explore this because it throws up some very interesting halachas related to the whole issue of menorah and getting benefit from the lights. Take a look, please, in the box in paragraph number 2. If you've got the handout in front of you, it's paragraph 2. If you haven't got it, email me, please, at j.golcher@gmail.com. I'll happily send you the handout. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim in Hilchas Chanukah, Siman Tov Reish Ayin Gimel Sif Aleph says, Osa lehishtamish b'ner Chanukah, it is forbidden to get benefit from the lights of the Chanukah, of the menorah, Bein b'Shabbos, bein b'Chol, whether it's Shabbos or Chol, v'afilu livdek mois, even to count money, or limneison, or to check money, to check what note is this? Is it a £10 note, a £20 note? You want to give Chanukah gelt? Is it a pound coin, a £2 coin? What is this? Or to count money, or to check money, lo'ir is also. Afilu tashmish al kedusha, even a tashmish of kedusha, to use it for a holy purpose, kagoin lilmeid lo'ir, to study, to learn Torah by the lights of the menorah. Also, the Yesh Mishamata B'Tashmish Al Kedusha, says the Machaba, however, there are those who are of the opinion that for a Tashmish Al Kedusha, for a holy purpose, that would be okay. Says the Ramah, of a Medinas Eilu, Einagin Lahesiv Rak, Meniach Etzlon Hashamash, Shebohen Madlik Haneris, Vahu Odif Tfei. Our Minach, says the Ramah, is we use a Shamash, which is what we used to the last several days. We light the Shamash, and with that, we light the other candles, or at least we have a shamash lit together with the other candles. Now, what's the problem? Why can't we benefit from the lights of the menorah? Says the Mishnah Berurah in the next box, Kadesh Nikar Shu Ner Mitzvah Lefarsim Hanes, that it should be clear that this is a Ner Mitzvah, for a mitzvah purpose, to publicize the miracle, and not for our own personal benefit. The Oid, and furthermore, since this was celebrating or commemorating the Nes that happened with the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, they sort of set it in the same as the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, which we can't use that for any mundane purpose. So too, the menorahs we have in our homes, we can't use it for a mundane purpose. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Yud Aleph, why can't we benefit from the menorah to get hanah from the neiros? Because otherwise the mitzvahs will be bezuyos olav. We're sort of treating them disrespectfully. But if you're not directly benefiting from it, you're allowed to sit in your living room and enjoy, sit with the family and sing and talk after you light the menorah, and to enjoy the glow and the basking flickering of the candles. That's perfect. That's wonderful. One can do that. The Shatzian says that he says the leilech le'ur ne Chanukah lirashle kosher shari. And again, to walk that it's a bit more illuminated, so you shouldn't fall. Lo mechuyev lahatzim einov, he says. You're not mechuyev to close your eyes. So lo mikri tashmish. That's not considered a tashmish. What can't you do? You can't take out your coins and just check what coins are there by the light of the menorah, or count money or something like that. Okay, so that's getting benefit from the Chanukah lights. What about, and that's clearly not allowed, what about using an unused part of the oil or candle? The marshal, yeah, Friday, Thursday night, tomorrow night, is the last night of Chanukah. So Mitzvah Hashem will be lighting 8 candles, 8 bowls of olive oil. And imagine there's some leftover, whatever reason, you've got half a candle left. Can I use that candle, or can I use the leftover oil for another occasion? So says the Chashukei Chemed, quoting various Shailas and Shuvas, Menorah shehedliku bo neiros Chanukah mutzah lishtamish bo letzorchei mitzvah acherim. I'm allowed to use it for other mitzvah purposes. Kagoin hadlokas ner Shabbos v'sudas mitzvah. Lilmei teirah er haneros shemadlikim bo. So it's perfectly in order if I have leftover oil, or if I have leftover candles and I want to use that for Friday night. So this year, for example, Thursday night, I've got some candles left over, which I've used. They've half burnt, but I want to use that. There's enough for Neira Shabbos, so then no problem. To use it for another mitzvah purpose, absolutely fine. But you cannot use it for a mundane secular activity. Not on Chanukah, not in the rest of the year. Okay, so it's clear. We can't get direct benefit from the lights, from the Chanukah lights. Any leftover, but indirect benefits, just sitting in the room enjoying the glow of the candles, is of course fine. But getting benefit from the leftover candles that we used for Chanukah or the oil, then that would be okay if it's for another mitzvah purpose, but not if it's for a chol, for a mundane use. Now, that doesn't really help us in our question. Again, for those who just joined, the question is, what is the story of this maid, a non-Jewish maid, asked her employer, her Jewish family, which she works for, that her daughter's 8th birthday is coming up. Can she take the menorah, borrow it, and be the centerpiece of her party to light 8 candles? It will delight her child. Can they do that? Is it okay to use a menorah for this mundane, non-holy purpose? So the difficulty is that this is not using the neiros. All of the above sources, interesting, but it has no bearing on this question, because the question is not about getting benefit from the light itself or the neiros or the shemen itself. It's about getting benefit from the menorah. So if you look at box number 4, or le'inyan ha-chanukia atzma, vis-a-vis the actual menorah, the chanukia itself, in mutzah lishtamish bolacha chanukah, shar tashmishim she'enum shal mitzvah, can I use a menorah the rest of the year for other activities? Let's say you're having, some guests around on a Sunday evening, and you want to, for whatever reason, make it an elaborate event, and you want to light a menorah for whatever reason, can you do that? So are you allowed to use the menorah the rest of the year for a non-Kodesh activity? So says the Chashukei Chemed, Nireh, the Talya Bepluksa HaPosim, it's a machlekas in the Poskim, the Dihinei Kosov HaMishnah Berurah in Siman Chafal of Sivkot and Dalet, B'Shem HaBach, the Shofar La'achar Shoshana, a shofar after Rosh Hashanah, v'chein lulav yoshan la'acha ha'sukkos, and so too, a lulav, an old lulav, after Sukkos. Im oimdim adayin le'mitzvah l'shana haba, if it's going to be used or set aside to use for the mitzvah for next year, then osa l'hishtamish bohem tashmish echol, then it will be forbidden to use it for any tashmish echol, mishum bizu mitzvah, because it's a disgrace for the mitzvah. So the marshal, you know, we're living in Baruch Hashem different times, where international trade and import and export is much different to how it was yesteryear. So for us living in Jewish communities, buying Arba Minim Baruch Hashem is not a problem. There are dozens of places where we can buy, you know, hundreds and thousands of lulavim and esregim all over the place. But yesteryear, go back a few centuries, they were very rare. So a person may want to keep his lulav from one year to the next. And you're going to tell me it will dry out, it's not fit. Well, the halacha actually is, if I'm not mistaken, that it's only possible if it's so dry that you scratch your nail against it and it all crumbles. But otherwise, if it's kept and it's intact and it's not so dry, then you can use it for the following year. We don't do that because we want it in a hiddur in a most fresh and beautiful way. But if I wanted to set aside my menorah for the following year, or if I want to reuse my shofar, which is what we do, of course, for next year, then using it for a tashmish of chol, of a mundane activity from in between, would not be allowed, according to the Bach. However, he then carries on in the next paragraph, I'm in paragraph four, the bottom box, of a bir halacha, hevi, the bir halacha says, he brings the Magen Avraham, that he argues, cholek v'sovid the sukkah yeshon ha'bnuya mishon l'shon, mutar l'shamish bo. Imagine you've got a sukkah in your back garden, and it's all, you know, it's set up as a sukkah, and after sukkahs, you want to use it for other purposes. Maybe you want to, have a children's party in there, or you want to, do your painting in there, or whatever it may be. La'acha ha'chag, tashmish she'en l'shon mitzvah, for a mundane activity. Afino meres adayin l'mitzvah l'shon acheres, even if you plan to use it for the mitzvah for next year, ve'en b'zeh bizvi mitzvah. So the Bach would be machmen and say, you can't use it, but the Magen Avraham would say it's okay. Now, l'fi zeh, l'chora, hu adin gabi ne'chanukah, says the Chashuk Echemet, that l'chora, presumably, this is exactly the same machlokas regarding our situation, using a menorah, which is going to be used for next year, in between one Chanukah and the next. L'acha she'ovri me'chanukah, v'hachanukia adayin emedes l'shon habo, and you're going to use it the following year. L'das habach, also l'shtavish bo, according to the Bach, you would not be able to use it. But l'das ha'mogen avron, mutan according to Mogen Avron would be okay. Of Mishnah Brua, mashman denokat ikka k'das habach. And the Mishnah Brua seems to side with the opinion of the Bach, the more strict opinion of the Bach, that one should avoid using it. Now, V'yitochin, carries on the Chashuk Echemet. She'achanukia she'irak hechsha mitzvah, ein adoyim l'shofar v'lulav. You could argue and say that the lulav and the shofar about which the Bach is machmir, is strict, and said you shouldn't use it in between one usage and the next, that's true for a shofar and lulav, which are intrinsically a sort of muktzah, or has the kedusha set aside for the mitzvah. They're chafetzim of a mitzvah. But, and therefore, to use the lulav after sukkahs for, for sweeping or anything else, or a shofar just for whatever reason, to drink from it, or who knows what, that would not be allowed. But maybe the Chanukiah, which is only a hechsha mitzvah, it facilitates the hadlaka, the of the candle, the lighting, which is the actual mitzvah. Maybe that's a difference. And then he adds a very interesting postscript, final paragraph of the page. One can actually be matzi this. Particularly if there's a concern that this might generate hatred or animosity, eva. Shahari haramok kosov, but over kechavim shabikish sheyitnu lo mezuzah v'reitz in the kovah v'pitzah also litnu lo. But if let's say a non-Jewish neighbor says, "I love your mezuzahs. Mezuzahs, what a beautiful idea! How quaint! How beautiful! I'd like you to get me one. Can you get me a mezuzah that I can put on my front door? Are you allowed to give a non-Jewish person a mezuzah for them to put on their front door?" So he says, so the Ramah says, Asa litnala, you shouldn't give it to him. The nearly, says the Ramah, at the bottom there, quoted by the Chashuk Echemet, the Mikol Mokum, the Mokum Ikal Mechish Mishum Eva, if we're worried that it might generate animosity, hatred, Vashiyera Mishum Zer Li Yisrael, then Shari, for Eva purposes, if it's going to cause some upset, then it will be okay. The nearer, the Yesh Bezek Kasas Kiddush Hashem, says the Chashuk Echemet, it could even be argued that there is an element of Kiddush Hashem here. Shahanochri mamin b'mezuzah. He believes in the power, the kedusha of the mezuzah. But lochein b'mokem eva mutar. Therefore, in a situation where there may be eva, it would be okay. V'ulai gamkein b'nyonenu, and perhaps so too in our situation with the menorah, lending it to the maid to use at the eighth birthday party of this young girl. So just to summarize, can the menorah be used by the maid? Can she borrow it from this Jewish family for her daughter's birthday party? So it would seem the issa that the post can talk about is hishtamshus from the neiros of Chanukah. That's problematic, not to get direct benefits from the neiros themselves. But that's only direct benefit. Indirect benefit, lechora would be okay. Just sitting in the room and enjoying the glow of the candles is wonderful. It's fine. But what about using the candles that are left over, or the oil that is left over? So for a mitzvah purpose, let's say Thursday night, you've got some oil left over to use that for hadlokas neiros, no problem. Or to learn by the light of that oil, that would be fine. But what about the menorah itself? the menorah itself, well, then that seems to be the subject of the machlokas, the Bach and the Morgan Avram. The Bach is machmer, the Morgan Avram is mekel. But it could be in this situation, there are extenuating circumstances. A, because the chanukiah, the menorah itself, is not a chefseshal mitzvah, it's a hechshal mitzvah. Number two, you've got this ramah in Reish Sadi Aleph Sif Beis, that to give a non-Jewish person the mezuzah, the mokum eva would be mutter, and this could be a mokum eva, and therefore it could be. He doesn't say absolutely yes. He says ulai gam kain, kain gam binyonenu, but maybe there is a mokum to be mutter it. So there you have it. It's an interesting case of the menorah, the maids, and the birthday girl.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.